Yeah, listen, it's been a long wait, so it has, and there's been several setbacks along the way. So I'm just delighted for the lads to get the opportunity to put on the Donegal jersey on Sunday. They've had a hard year like everybody else, and I suppose even these guys maybe suffered a wee bit more than say the seniors, because they were pulled in the 11th hour the last time, so they'd endure another 6 weeks of lockdown and individual training and stuff. So listen, we're delighted for them to get the opportunity to play on Sunday.
Had you given up hope of it being played?
Yeah, look, if I'm being completely honest, when it was pulled on the Wednesday night, previous to the last game,
back in September, was it October?
Back in October, we did, realistically, we thought this was going to be the end of it, and I suppose the use of the word paused by the GAA officials maybe indicated that perhaps it might be played maybe later down the line, or maybe, the initial thought would be maybe they would move this to a special under-18 competition next year. We certainly didn't expect it to be played, and I suppose the fact the way Donegal was, particularly in the last lockdown as well, the numbers being so high, we didn't have any access to the players over that 6 weeks, so again, that was going to be difficult. So we did give up hope. But listen, after a couple of weeks, I suppose there was murmurs starting that it would possibly start again. So the guys were back doing a wee bit of individual training, so they were, and then we got them back then, when the lockdown was lifted.
Yeah, and before we look back at that, but you would have maybe started maybe around this time last year, wouldn't you, kind of scouting the county?
Yeah, listen, we had a trials last year around, December time, start of December, so we did, and, we had the guys doing a bit of maybe gym work and individual programs over the Christmas period and started training in January, so, for all intents and purposes, we've been working with these guys for on and off for 13 months, but you've had very little access to them at the same time as you had.
Yeah. It's hard to, when you think of it now, actually, you had played a couple of games in the minor league, hadn't you, when the pen was pulled?
We did. We had two games in the minor league, but listen, it was very, that's a lifetime ago now in terms of the squad, so it is, and the way things have fallen. We had players missing at that stage, and we were just trying to find our feet ourselves. We had very little game time, so it's a lifetime ago, really.
Yeah. And then the lockdown came. Had you much contact, or did you get to do much over the summer? We heard of a lot of senior teams doing having sessions on Zoom and all that type of thing. Did you get any of that done?
We kept constant contact with them via Zoom meetings. So we had a Zoom meeting probably once every week. And the guys were doing a lot of individual training as well. So we would have kept in contact through the parents' WhatsApp group as well, and kept in contact with them fairly regularly. So we did. We got a very good buy-in from the parents. So we did. And they were, they were very supportive of us trying to keep in contact with the fellas. So we trained hard. They trained hard themselves in the individual programs, and then obviously we kind of met up, and the Zoom meetings were more kind of just to kind of stay connected, and we had different things like quizzes and maybe a couple of guest speakers on that that kind of kept the spirits up during that period, but we didn't actually see the players at all over the summer period.
Yeah, and of course then the club kicked in, and that was the first opportunity they got to see some action.
Yeah, and I think, I suppose, a credit to them, they went into the club season fairly in fairly good shape because of the programs that they were doing. So they did, and then, again, the club coming first this year was a massive opportunity for them, because when they came back to us in September, then they were in fairly good shape. Listen, you can't beat club football, and you can't beat games for them to develop, so they did, and that was very important for us as well when they came back in, that they were in good shape coming back in from the club season.
I know I spoke to you at the time, and you were a little concerned that you hadn't got maybe enough time to prepare. How is that time gone?
Well, the reality of the situation is, Tom, we haven't had that much time to prepare. And people would say that maybe that everybody's in the same playing field, but, the lockdown in the north was different this time. The elite teams were allowed to train, so they were. I'd assume that Tyrone were training for that 6 weeks. You have to give them the respect they were, and they were allowed to. Our lockdown was different, so that meant the players were back to doing individual programs again, and again that was very difficult, because it was a lot easier selling the championship in the summertime when there was long evenings, and we had a really difficult time of lockdown, but the one thing that was very good during the lockdown was the weather, so the lads were able to get out into their out in the roads or out in the back gardens or anywhere that lived kind of locality. Some guys live very close to the beaches as well, so It was a lot easier going out then when the ground was a bit harder and the sun was in the sky. You know, you're coming back now from school. It's dark, it's wet, it's miserable, and they don't have access to facilities as well. So this lockdown proved particularly difficult for us, so it did. And as I said, we only got them back there 2 weeks ago when our lockdown was lifted. So we've only had about five sessions with them, really. You know, we'll have another session with them before Sunday, but, you know, five, six sessions is very, very little time to prepare for an Ulster Championship game. Mm.
We see where Tyrone has been affected, their preparation has been affected, and I don't think it's going to affect the team on the day or the squad on the day, but it's been affected by COVID regulations, and not players picking it up, but having contact. Have you had any of that?
Yeah, listen, there hasn't been a session that we haven't had somebody missing, Tom, from via close contact or via, you know, a known case within schools. You know, we've had a couple of players that, you know, classmates of theirs had been involved in cases, you know, last week we had three players out the whole week as a close contact. So, listen, it's affected us as well. Yeah. I don't think there's any point in making a big deal of it, because the way we look at it is it's part and parcel of what's going on, and I have to give massive credit to the players as well, because their honesty throughout this has been very, very good. You know, any time that they think they might have even been exposed to a possible contact, you know, they've let us know, and we've taken precautions at all levels, so anybody that was in any way possibly involved in a case, you know, hasn't been near the squad. And, you know, some players have missed maybe three or four sessions or weeks from it. Other players have been lucky enough that they haven't missed any, so they haven't.
Yeah, you reveal the squad during the week. It's by and large last year's under-16 squad, isn't it, or more or less?
Yeah, there's a good few from under-16s last year, but listen, there's also a good few from, you know, that's come in this year, and there's one or two from the under-16 squad of this year as well that are involved. So, listen, there's a really nice mix of players that have been around development squads, and other players that, you know, that this is their first time involved in development squads or into you know, county minor setups as well. And that's just the nature of young men. They develop at different rates, so they do. You know, I suppose I was fortunate enough that I've seen an awful lot of club football between under-16 and under-18 in the last 2 years, where, you know, you get maybe exposed to seeing players, you know, operate at the club level, which is a really good level to see them at, you know, their own level. And so we've a good mix of everybody.
Yeah. And from when you started out and you finalised the panel at the start of the year, has there been much change or much alteration?
Yeah, we've actually lost three or four players from the start of the year. So we have, you know, we've lost Ben Miller, the goalkeeper. Ben, you know, has having a problem with illness at the minute, so he's not able to join the squad. And then there's actually other two players who have left the squad due to work commitments. They've actually moved away, and they're working. One's actually working down the country, and the other working in the fishing industry. So they weren't able to commit to us. And I suppose that's the big thing about this year, Tom. You know, we would have felt that it was difficult for everybody, but I found it probably particularly difficult for these young men, because, you know, there was a sense of almost being lost, you know, and some players have dealt with it really well, and some players have dealt with it in a different way, so it affects everybody differently. Mm. So we had to respect those decisions as well.
Tyrone, are there any Ulster champions that have a number of those players back again this year? They came to Ballybuffet last year, went away with a couple of point win, came to O'Donnell Park earlier this year in the league and recovered from a heavy defeat against Cavanagh and won by a couple of points as well. So you know what you're up against?
Yeah, listen, as I said, you know, previously, you know, Donegal are by far the dominant team in Ulster at senior level at the minute. But, you know, in terms of underage football in Ulster, Tyrone and Derry are the benchmark. And Tyrone, particularly over the last couple of years, Colly Holmes is coaching them. And listen, Colly's a fantastic operator, and he's got them really, really well set up. And I you know, the last 2 years, they've come to Ballybuffet in the Championship and they've beaten Donegal. And, you know, we have said that to the lads as well, that, you know, anything can happen on the day, but it's important to deliver performance, because I probably would have felt that over the last 2 years, particularly watching the minors, you know, they would have probably been disappointed with the performance on the day. So, you know, that's all we've been saying to the lads. If we can deliver a performance that, you know, and be competitive right to the very end, then, you know, we're in with a chance. But if we don't reach that level of performance, it'd be very difficult. So that's all we're focusing on.
And have you everybody you want?
Well, listen, we have a couple of injuries at the minute. We had one kind of long-term injury and a couple of niggles that, you know, we're not very confident in. But that's the nature of football. And listen, we're not going to make excuses for that either, because I'm sure every team is like that as well. Just, I suppose, the nature of the stop-start nature of it. It's very difficult for the lads to keep that level of fitness and up the whole time and keeping their bodies protected. So, listen, we do have a few niggles. I would like a cleaner bill of health, but we won't complain.